The second scripture reading today is from Luke 1, 26 through 38. And this is a story that I never get tired of hearing, which is the birth of our Jesus Christ. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting that might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. This kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Deb. I don't know how many of you remember when you were just a little kid and Christmas morning arrived, sometimes earlier than your parents wanted it to, because as soon as you could get up, I know there were times I'd get up at 2 o'clock and Dad would say, "Go back to bed." And I would go back to bed until a more appropriate time to get up. But we would get up, and we had all of our bedrooms upstairs in our farmhouse, and we had to come down the stairs onto a landing, and then around the corner was where the tree would be in the living room. But we all had to wait down at the bottom of those stairs until all four boys were there. And, of course, you know, if there was one of them who was late, it was, "Get down here, come on!" You know, we can't wait. Because we wanted to get around and see what was under the tree. You see, we all knew when we were standing at the threshold there that something around the corner was going to be exciting to see. But we couldn't see it until we were told we could go around the corner and see what was coming. I kind of look at that and I think about the story today, the story that centers around Mary and what she was going through. You know, we know that when we're at that threshold, that someone who loves us has around the corner made sure that we're going to have something that we enjoy. You know, we may not have always received the gifts that we asked for. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. Maybe we were unreasonable in some of the gifts we might have wanted. Maybe they couldn't get them. Maybe they were too expensive. Whatever the case was, maybe we weren't old enough for them. But when you ran around and you started opening the gifts, you knew that these gifts that you received were gifts that were given because they loved us. I remember one of the gifts I received when I was, I don't know, 9, 10 years old. Now I look at it as the greatest gift I ever received. But at the time I looked at it and thought, "Oh, thank you, Mom, Dad." It was our first Bible from Mom and Dad. And written in there was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll make your paths straight." Now, I liked the gift, but it was set aside so I could grab all the other gifts. Because, you know, as a 9 or 10 or 11-year-old kid, you know, you think, Bible, woohoo. But I look back and I say, you know what? They gave me the greatest gift I could ever have, the Word of God. I still have that Bible. I should have brought it up this morning. It's all ripped up. It was a living Bible. It wasn't even a, at this point, you know, we go, what's the best version of the Bible to read? And living Bible was more of a paraphrase. It may not be as precise as some of the translations were, but nonetheless, that was the Bible I had. That's the one I still have up on the shelf in the office. And the front of it is all ripped off. You don't even know it's a Bible until I take it out and show you. It's a Bible. It's a Bible. The Bible got used. Thank you, Jesus. But imagine Mary. Mary's at a threshold in this story, isn't she? She starts out in the story. I mean, she's a young teenager, and she is pledged to be married to someone. She thinks this is kind of how things are going to happen after we get to Bethlehem and do the whole census thing. You know, we're going to have a life together that's going to be just wonderful and dandy and all that sort of stuff. And boy, does she get a wrench thrown in things real early on. Before she's even married, this angel comes and says, guess what? I don't know about you, but if I had an angel come and show up like that and tell me the story that we just heard this morning, it would shake me. Mary is at this threshold in her life, and she is told by an angel, you are highly favored. What's that mean? Not because of her status in life. She wasn't of royalty. She wasn't anyone seen as real important at all. She was just a teenage gal who was pledged to be married to Joseph, who was just a carpenter. And yet, this angel says, you are highly favored. Imagine her on the threshold wondering, what does this mean that I am highly favored? Why her? Maybe she's asking that question when she is being told what's going to happen. Highly favored in part because God knows she's one who would listen to the voice of the messenger of God. Because at the end of the text this morning, remember what she says. May it be to me as you have said. So here is Mary on the threshold, being told you are highly favored. Being told, don't be afraid. Yeah, right. It does say in verse 7, just so you know how she was feeling about all this, Mary was greatly troubled at the words that you were highly favored, the Lord be with you. She wondered, yes, what kind of a greeting this would be. The angel said, don't be afraid, because you probably could see in her eyes. What is going on here? There's no manual for this. There's no owner's manual for this. How do I deal with what I've just heard? She's the only one in history that's had to deal with this, by the way. No one else has had to deal with it. She is the only one that has ever had to deal with this. A bit troubling. A bit concerning. A bit fearful. A bit overwhelmed. Here she is on the threshold. The messenger, the angel is saying something good is going to happen to you. You are highly favored. Something good is going to happen. And I'm starting to unfold all this before you. Hang in there. Like you and I on the threshold when we were a little kid waiting to go around the corner. We don't know exactly what we're going to come upon, but we know that it's mom and dad who are doing this, and we know that something good is going to happen. We just don't know when. And then the angel says, you're going to have a baby. Not Joseph's baby. You're going to have a baby. The name of this baby is going to be Jesus. He will be the greatest child ever born. He's going to be called the Son of the Most High. I mean, I'm still in shock. If I marry, how in the world is this going to happen? The angel says this is not going to happen. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and you are going to be pregnant with a little baby. God child in your womb. and you're going to give birth. Think about it after the fact. Mary has a baby, and she's around with other young parents with their babies, and they're saying, well, don't you love my nice little blue-eyed baby or whatever it is, or brown-eyed baby or whatever, and yeah, my baby's the Son of God. No, can you imagine? Can you imagine that little manger in Bethlehem when Mary and Joseph are there and the little baby is in the manger, little baby Jesus, and the shepherds come? What is Mary thinking at this point? You see, I still think, although she moved from the threshold to see what was before her, I think she's on another threshold now. It's another threshold. And you know what? That threshold that she had to experience to get to something else, I want to remind us that thresholds and that time between being on that threshold and experiencing the gift that the loved one has for you, a lot of things can happen in between, can't they? Think about Mary. Her life wasn't always easy, was it? It must have been very hard to raise the Son of God. It must have been very hard to realize at some point in her life, I'm not sure how soon before Jesus went to be crucified, that Mary had some knowledge that something was going to happen. But we get an inkling that Mary knew that Jesus came for a purpose. My guess is Jesus may have talked to his mother, say, Mom, I'm going to have to do this. He told the disciples, she was probably around. Mary probably got it more than they did, because, you know, guys, we don't get it. We got selective hearing a lot of times, and I think the disciples were probably doing that too. But here she was. But what I want to get at this morning, although it was hard being on the threshold, and sometimes it's hard being on the threshold, I want to remind you of something, that beyond the threshold in our life is something really, really good waiting for us. So when I'm thinking about thresholds this morning for us, just like the threshold of Mary, I want to remind you that something good is around the corner. That corner may take a while to get there. We have to wait for the brothers to come down the stairs. We have to wait for this and that and the other. And sometimes there are things that are going on in our life in that threshold that are troubling to us. But I want to remind you that beyond the threshold, something awesome is there for you and for me. We may not know how long it's going to be to get there. We may not know exactly what it's going to be. Mary knew that she was giving birth to a son, and this son was to be named Jesus. And she didn't know much more than that at this point in time. But she just said, may it be to me as you have said. I pray that you and I in our lives can say that when it comes to following God, to following Christ's path for us, that we can just say, may it be to me as you have said. Why? Because I believe with all of my heart, around the threshold, something good is waiting for you and for me. And when you're going through tough stuff in your life, you need to realize that you're on a threshold when tough things are going on. And you don't want to wait. And sometimes we have to wait. And sometimes the wait is painful. And sometimes we don't even understand, why, God, do I have to wait? Why is this happening to me? Why is this going on? Why? But I want to remind us that beyond that threshold, something great is waiting for you. Just like it was waiting for Mary. We know that we have to step beyond that threshold that God has called us to. Something good is awaiting us, even if the journey is hard. Mary maybe didn't know at this point in time, but she would give birth to a Savior and then have to watch him die. Another threshold. But beyond that threshold was something really good, wasn't it? Because the agony of watching her son die and the ecstasy of seeing him rise from the dead would have been something powerful to see. She didn't know exactly what was going on beyond the threshold. I think in today's world, we need a message like this more than anything. At the macro level, things are going on far beyond our control. And we don't know what's going to happen next week, next month, next 6 months, next year. We don't know. But I want to encourage you and me to realize, as believers in Jesus Christ, no matter what happens, we may find ourselves on a threshold. And that threshold may last for a while. It may last for a season. I don't know what's going to happen at the micro level as well. But trust God that beyond the threshold, He has got something good for you and for me. Because God's our Heavenly Father. Just like a good mom and dad, they want to give what their child really needs. And oftentimes they even give what their child wants and doesn't really need. How much more we have a God who loves us and eventually is going to give us what we need. But sometimes we have to wait on the threshold for a while first. It might be a little scary. We might be kind of skeptical. We might be wondering how long. But in the end, please, folks, remember, beyond the threshold is something awesome. Don't forget it. We need that today, don't we? Don't forget that. Amen? Amen. Let's close our time together with this hymn, "While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks." Would you stand with me as we sing?